Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is episode 44 for October 29th, 2012. This is not your typical podcast. This podcast is for someone who knows they have a problem and wants to get rid of it. That's been plagued with porn for years, and now it's time to turn away and follow God. Hello, everyone. It's been a few weeks since I've last spoke to you, and hopefully you're doing well, staying away from porn. I know I'm doing pretty well, and hopefully this podcast is encouraging you to stay on the right path. I know it's difficult to tell other people about it, and I'm there with you sometimes. It's important to tell somebody, but either way, you really need to keep your eyes focused on Christ, like I said last time. Now, one thing you need to realize is, you know, first of all, looking at porn is not what God wants you to do. He doesn't want you to lust. He doesn't want you to sin. He wants you to keep your eyes focused on Christ. And even though we may be broken, over time, if we keep our eyes and our focus in the right place, we'll continue to change, and God can take our brokenness and change it into something that's good for him and good for us. So again, I just encourage you to keep your eyes on Christ. There's a lot of people that I've talked to that have dealt with this issue, and a lot of them just feel like they're so far away from Christ and that God's kind of shunned them. And while if you continue in your sin, it's difficult to stay close to Christ because you're keeping sin in place of him. However, he'll never come away from you. In Romans 8, verse 38, it says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." If you remember that he will not separate himself from you, we choose to separate ourselves from him. Know that he'll always be there. He's not going to walk away. You have another chance. That's what the Bible says. So if you keep your eyes focused, looking at the right thing, and ask God daily to help you through this, you'll get through it. I started from looking at porn every day for years, bringing it down to maybe a couple times a week, then once a week, then once a month. And I didn't think about it. I just tried to keep my eyes focused on Christ. And the temptation was there at times, but then you really have to ask yourself, what's more important? Do I want to keep my relationship with Christ so that I can be with him one day? Or do I want to keep pushing myself away from him so that I can be as far as possible and enjoy this one thing for maybe an hour, maybe 5 minutes, whatever you're looking at it? Is that really worth it? I know I struggle with that question all the time, but you just need to push through. And it's not always easy, but you got to just pick yourself back up and push through again and again. It will get easier if you keep your focus right. God does not test us. The enemy tests us, and he'll help us through that. He'll give us the strength to push through it, but we've got to call on him. We've got to pray and ask God, ask Jesus, help us through this. Let's get through this. So I encourage you to continually keep your focus on Christ, and I know that's difficult probably to hear over and over, but that's really the main point here. Every day, like I said, it's a struggle for me. Sometimes I'm more tempted than not. Other times it's easy. It just depends on the situation. And as you start to not look at porn, it'll make it easier to not look at that girl in the mall, or walking down the street, or at work. It'll make it easier not to look at that person on TV in a different way that you wish you didn't look at them at. So, and again, just keep pushing forward. Keep moving. Don't separate yourself from him. Just let him come to you and guide you. Again, that verse was Romans 8:38-39. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to talk openly about your love for us and how you're going to help us through these difficult times that we might be going through in our lives. We ask that you'd continue to give us strength day to day, that you'd continue to help us walk in the way you want us to walk. We ask that you'd guide us and help us keep our focus on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.